President Bush meets today at the White House with his South Korean counterpart. And another standoff is high on the agenda, North Korea, and how to get that country back to talks on its nuclear program. Washington and Seoul have been far apart on that, so the issue promises to be a difficult one. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. and South Korea are likely to paper over their differences and try to send a united message to Pyongyang.
President Bush and Noh Moo-hyun of South Korea have long-standing differences over how to deal with North Korea. Donald Gregg, president of the Korea Society and former U.S. ambassador to Seoul, describes it this way.
There has been a certain amount of awkwardness for some time as the South Korean perception of North Korea changes from that of implacable enemy to impoverished cousin more deserving of pity and support than fear and staunch opposition.
The South Korean president has been clearly uncomfortable with President Bush's tough rhetoric on North Korea and with recent U.S. financial restrictions aimed at stopping North Korean counterfeiting. President Noh made a point of meeting with the new U.S. Treasury Secretary on this visit as the U.S. considers further sanctions. U.S. officials say President Bush won't back down on that issue, but they understand President Noh is under pressure at home to make his case at the White House. Michael Green was President Bush's advisor on Asian affairs until last December, and is now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The Korean body politic right now is very panicked about what the United States might do, and that puts a lot of pressure on President Noh to try to demonstrate that he's controlling the Americans, and that affects the whole dynamic of the summit from the outside. Generally, when they meet, they're able to cut through that and forge a common approach on North Korea, even if some of the tactical approaches differ.
The common goal they have is to get North Korea back to six-party talks on nuclear disarmament. Reviving those talks has been a full-time job for U.S. Envoy Christopher Hill.
Discussing their future is becoming a bit of a labor of love or a triumph of hope over experience. But I still believe that this is the way to go. The real issue is to get these other countries involved.
That means encouraging South Korea and others to take a tougher line. Though South Korea was muted in its response to North Korea's missile tests in July, Hill thinks the incident did spark a debate within South Korea about its approach to the North, and the U.S. has been trying to capitalize on that. The South Korean president, meantime, has another issue on his plate. He's trying to persuade the U.S. to lift a Korean War-era agreement that put South Korean troops under U.S. command during wartime. Green, the former Bush administration official, says the U.S. is likely to agree, but is worried about the signal this might send to North Korea.
This has been one of North Korea's demands and may not be the right signal to be sending right now. So I think the two presidents are going to try to find a way to say we're ready to do this, but caution North Korea not to read it wrong and to make it clear the U.S. commitment on the peninsula is still strong.
Despite all their differences, the U.S.-Korean alliance has been an enduring one. South Korea sent more troops to Iraq than any nation other than the U.S. and Britain. And Washington and Seoul are working on a free trade agreement. Donald Gregg of the Korea Society says the two presidents might not have much to announce today, but he doesn't see a real break in relations either.
We've had some periods of real strain and angst in the past, and got through them very well, and I'm sure that we will also get through this period.
Gregg points out that the two presidents do have something in common, low opinion poll ratings in their countries, but that's not something they're likely to highlight. Former National Security staffer Michael Green points to something else the two men have in common, despite clear ideological differences.
Noh Moo-hyun's hero is Abraham Lincoln. Noh Moo-hyun wrote a book on Lincoln without ever having been to the U.S. And in the first visit that President Noh made to Washington in May of 2003, President Bush took him up to the Lincoln bedroom. He showed him an original copy of the Gettysburg Address, and the chemistry was very good.
The question is whether they can build on that chemistry and send some sort of united signal to North Korea to revive the stalled nuclear talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.